Welcome to the InReview.net podcast. I'm your host, Dan Zick. Bring an interview with Mars Ill, possibly one of the hardest working groups in the underground hip-hop community. We sat down with them earlier this year at GMA Week to talk about their May release, Propane. So join us for the next half hour as we sample some music and listen to the men behind Mars Ill.
WDS5, Pirate Radio. It's Dustin Manchild, I'm gritted but I can't smile. Silence took my catalog and fans sit on their hands now. Pan into the aftermath and watch the hammer slam down. Grab a panoramic view, we break the dam and stand proud. We seize control of the moment and own it openly. Hopefully groping for focus till professors are quoting me. It's loyalty in the form of a sleepless decade. Moving to the speed of my heart, so lose the x-ray. Document my life and still give you the essays. Walk with God divine who gave Christ his food to bless me. People win the lottery, fulfill their dreams and get paid. Do whatever flesh say and then be broke the next day. Coast to coast, a solar coaster, gotta hold you close. Slow your roll, float into a coma and just overdose. This and that, on and on, such and such and so. It's nothing new, these are all things you supposed to know. They'll never shut us down, revolution's public now. The signal's too strong to keep us in the underground. It's pirate radio, broadcasting on satellite. So glad that you made it, just tune into the afterlife. They'll never shut us down, revolution's public now. The signal's too strong to keep us in the underground. So glad you made it, just tune into the afterlife. It's pirate radio, broadcasting on satellite. Black coffee coursing through my system at a quick rate. Artists bored with hip-hop, just wrap your face with grip tape. Every time Vic and Susan seem to make a mixtape, so lean back and rap about what circumstances dictate. See, I'm the rapper that most players and pimps hate. Empower these women with no agenda to get laid. Girls watch the actions, pay no attention what lips say. Display respect, don't be afraid to give them the ixnay. It's duck season, so stop quacking and start flapping. Joke is on you if you're the only one that aren't laughing. I'm part passive and full-blooded attack dog. Type to break the chains and try to keep me in the backyard. Take it to the promised land without a glance to pass off. Read it more in peace to build a better brand of trash talk. From Krypton to Metropolis coming at y'all. Before the clubs open doors to after last call. They'll never shut us down, revolution's public now. The signal's too strong to keep us in the underground. It's pirate radio, broadcasting on satellite. So glad that you made it, just tune into the afterlife. They'll never shut us down, revolution's public now. The signal's too strong to keep us in the underground. So glad you made it, just tune into the afterlife. It's pirate radio, broadcasting on satellite. Yes, WDS5, pirate radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've been here before, but we'll be here again. Mars Ill, Dustin Manchild, raw material, blue collar sessions, sound methods, backbreakonomics, pirate radio, and soon come Propane. Thank you so much for your patience. We love you so much. Keep listening.
Young boys and things like that around the city. I mean, you had to fight like mad to be allowed to do that.
We doing a state of concert on 138th Street uptown. And, like, he was really, before he was supposed to do that same night, he was supposed to do it. I think it was the Dick Cabot show.
I'm Dust, and I'm DJ producer, Mars Ill, and also our collective, Deep Space 5.
Manchild, Mars Ill, Deep Space 5. Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. ATL. There's a movie about our experience that just came out this week called ATL. It's very close to our life.
The part of Manchild will be played by a small black man.
Yeah. Not really. We don't live in that world.
Heard it's a pretty good movie, though.
Yeah, it's good reviews. Well, it's like, what's his name? T.I.
And then Big Boy from Outkast.
It's
got
to be somebody from Outkast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Ted Turner's in it.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably obvious questions here. So
okay.
With a delay of Propane, you released two Pirate Radio.
Yeah.
Pirate Radio and several repackaged releases. Did you do this out of pressure, or were these actual products that you had coming down the pipeline, and the delay simply fed the pipe up?
It was, okay, Propane's delayed. Let's do something in the meantime. So we recorded Pirate Radio. We hadn't planned on doing it, no. It was more of a, hey, we need something to kind of fill the void here.
We got a great response from Pirate Radio, and then after that it was kind of like, okay, we're going to delay another year. And quite honestly, it was really kind of tough to push ahead and work on the next record. We weren't sure when Propane was coming out. So I think that's when Dust said, okay, he put out the Backwater Prophets, which is, you know, a remix of Backbreakonomics. And I think just trying to stay busy so you don't go crazy is one of the big things.
Yeah.
So, So I'd say Pirate Radio would probably happen eventually, but it might not have happened so quickly. If Propane hadn't been delayed.
Yeah.
Because when you listen to that, you hear kind of the frustration a little bit of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get an update on when the next album will be coming out?
No idea, honestly.
And why it's been delayed so much?
Well, Propane's, the original delay was a sample clearance issue, and that was cleared up actually before the last delay. What happened was, the lawyers, EMI lawyers, were just concerned. Yeah, they were concerned that there were other things on the record, and they just said, we're not comfortable releasing this as it is, and unfortunately, that just meant destroying all 10,000 units that they had pressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that obviously caused the second delay. So we went back.
On eBay, by the way.
They actually were released. Like, a lot of them made it to the bookstore, and a lot of a lot of the bookstores didn't realize that it was supposed to be deaded. And they were selling them, and people were buying them. That's how a lot end up on eBay. That was the delay for that record. For that experience. Then we had to go back, rework a bunch of songs, basically make the lawyers feel comfortable again. And
I think right now, as far as the next record, is just kind of see what happens with Propane, and then
and
then kind of move on from there. Dust has a side project he's doing with Seth Static.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple of unnamed things that I'm working on. I want to see him do a producer record, just because I think a lot of other people want to see it. But I think I'm certainly, you know, ready to start fairly, you know, at some point soon. We're just kind of waiting it out to see what happens.
Yeah, I think mentally for me, Propane has to just be officially out for me to even, I don't know, it's just almost like a mental block we've had for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For me, it just feels, I don't know, Pirate Radio was a different kind of release. It wasn't like Propane in the sense that
we wrote and recorded it in
3-4 days.
So
Propane was more of like, hey, this is our you know, this is the culmination of all of our years of making music. So to see that get out there is, I think, will release a lot of the tension that's been around Marzell for the last 2 years. So
I just want to get beyond.
Yes. But at the same time, we want to give it a fair release and you know, push.
Yeah.
Is that happening?
May 2nd it comes out.
May 2nd.
To us it's the strongest record we've made, and I can't help but think that people are going to take notice of it. You know.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I haven't heard too much about it yet.
Yeah, it's just you know. A lot of promotion was done, and then it kind of got pulled back, and so the machine is getting wound up again. And
Crawl through a hole in the chain link into Area 51. Approach the target quick, the main thing, see how it feels to run. 6 billion ways to die fast, and I cast double barrel shot. Broken arrow block, face down in a shallow puddle. Swim through swampy backwater, low country where the heat grows. From Louisiana to Cacalac, all of our peoples. Hold your head with a brace and show experience on your face. We are descendants of the slaves and the masters who fell from grace. We tasted hate for no reason, but now we spin it to the dirt road. Planted the seeds of understanding to watch the work grow. And slow as it seems, nobody said progression's easy. My ancestors have blood on the palms. I refuse to let that be me. I'll be free from the cold world. This freezing souls now. Ashes of heroes and martyrs mixing the ground of small towns. Let's pound the fist of change until even the rednecks get it. Till racial slurs bounce off reflections, leaving oppression beheaded. Yeah, I said it. You heard it through the smoke screen and cigarette cartons. I'll scratch the back of God's carbon creatures. Don't beg my pardon. I'll hearken to the bottom and put my all in, cause that's my calling. His name is Robert Paulson. Say it loud and say it often. Coffin bound equality is what it takes for something
to grab the handle. Then let surroundings sing the songs on an old player piano. Take it for granted, life is a gift, so bend your knees and lift. And every person is a piece of the puzzle you make this journey with. They come from big cities and small towns, traditional beginning. Wherever you're at, move on and carry it through. Whatever you do, hold your head high for all the sons and daughters, cause I was born and raised in backwater. They come from big cities and small towns, traditional beginning. Wherever you're at, move on and carry it through. Whatever you do, hold your head high for all the sons and daughters, cause I was born and raised in backwater. Backwater, black market, train wrecks and track marks, blackjack and crack rock, back off and start. Cause majority don't live within the shadow of the city, and undeveloped land is pretty. And I know my parents miss me, simple living given those without, and bums all have a name. The highways all got two lanes, and farmers all pray for rain. All the safe and plain, and family trees there can grow forever. And honesty and truth are the yardsticks they use to measure. To the letter you can set your watch by the things that you can count on. The Bible Belt holds culture together, believers stand strong. They never saw me battle a witness spray can tradition. They think rap music's babbling, graffiti art is vandalism. You can't borrow their records because they're afraid that they'll get scratched. You have to sneak around and sample from crates behind their backs. But there's a younger generation, and they were raised hip-hop in secret. It's all they know how to hear. They can't explain it, but they feel it. They don't know why, but they know how, and they represent it truly. They still know the lead, and plus the weight of Chuck D's Uzi. They keep it alive just like you and definitely know the time. So wait a backwater, you'll be surprised what you might find. They come from big cities and small towns, traditional beginning. Wherever you're at, move on and carry it through. Whatever you do, hold your head high for all the sons and daughters, cause I was born and raised in backwater. They come from big cities and small towns, traditional beginning. Wherever you're at, move on and carry it through. Whatever you do, hold your head high for all the sons and daughters, cause I was born and raised in backwater. They come from big cities and small towns, traditional beginning. Wherever you're at, move on and carry it through. Whatever you do, hold your head high for all the sons and daughters, cause I was born and raised in backwater.
What have you been doing since the album was completed besides Deep Space
Five?
Raising kids.
You got four kids.
Yeah, I got two kids.
I took a job for a little while and stunk at it. And then,
what were you doing? You
know, nothing.
Earning a paycheck.
And you know, various verses for other people and that kind of thing.
I did a Christmas album.
Yeah, he did a Christmas record.
With Listener, one of our Deep Space Five buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I did
Just
back
in Time for Christmas?
Yeah, Just in Time for Christmas.
I rapped on that.
That was the name of it, not...
Oh, yeah, right.
Greg was on that. I did Backwater Prophets, which is just a basically revamped Back for Economics from beginning to end.
Really dope.
And that turned out really good. You're a true fan.
Yeah, I got it. I told you, I got all
Oh,
you
don't
have the
say that,
like the propane.
I got all your CDs, raw material and back breaking out.
No, I'm talking about like pirate radio. And
that's good.
We've actually done a whole project that another remix of Back Breaking Out, where we're reaching out to the homosexual community. It's called Broke Back Anonymous.
No, don't print that.
That's
bad. I don't think that looks live.
You can print that. that was going to be my April Fool's joke this year, but I forgot to do it.
That would have been good. Yeah. Who wouldn't have believed it, though?
I don't know. They might have. They believed it.
Man, if you would have told us, we were like, call news release on our
Yeah, we need stuff like that next year.
For April Fool's next year.
Yeah, we'll let you
imagine had you renamed it instead of Backbreak Anomaly, it would have been Back Anomaly.
Man, that would have been bad.
Oh, man. Another delay. Will there be a tour to coincide with Propane?
At this point, we're working on some things. We're not sure what it's going to be, or you know.
Yeah, I had, you know, fourth kid, he had a second kid. And for me personally, touring's really taken a big backseat, you know, to life. So, kind of where we're at right now as a crew. So.
If you had your ideal tour mates, what would they be?
De La Soul.
That would make you go back on tour.
They're really, exactly, yeah. They want you to go on tour with us, be like, yeah.
I'd say, like, you know, De La Soul, And Public Enemy, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, Public Enemy. I guess somebody that would open us up to, like, you know, the fan base we've been searching for, you know. Well, that would probably be a group like, you know, Public Enemy, or somebody that kind of holds that, you know, classic sound, or somebody that, because we kind of see ourselves as, like, you know, a throwback, but with a little update, you know. So.
Is it ideal for what we say? Fan you've been looking for, something like that?
Fan base. You know, I mean, we found a fairly decent fan base, but I feel like there's, you know, music lovers that don't necessarily know if they would love it. Hey, there's our manager. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark Manderson. How you doing, man?
Mark, yeah.
I think, you know, yeah, I think it's just expanding it. Not necessarily that we don't love the fans that we have, but just sort of tapping into more people like them.
Expanding on what we have, and because there's so many people I think that would enjoy our music that don't necessarily think they would even enjoy hip hop, because they have a certain idea of what hip hop is. That it's just, you know, it's just that Dirty South, or, you know, it's Gold Chains. But our music is pretty, you know, I would draw a lot of comparisons to, like, you know, the early rock and roll scene. It's more, you know, about the music, and it's more authentic and stuff. I think there's a lot of people that would probably, you know, really enjoy a Marzell record. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah, right. What's the meaning behind the word, like, in the album title?
Well, it's kind of taken on a meaning, you know, a lot of weight since the delays, you know. I mean, Propane, it was kind of a double meaning at first, and the idea that, you know, Christ suffered for humanity, so we're propane, we're pro that, and then also the idea to do this on a professional level is
painful.
It's hard. It's not really that easy. You know, it's fun. I enjoy it, but at the same time, it's not really. You know, it's not, there's no, do this, success.
Yeah.
And so now, and so we named it that, and all of a sudden had all this crap happen. So next album, we'll name it Roses and Butterflies.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
platinum selling record.
Oh, yeah. Easy Street.
Easy Street.
No problems here.
Sample free.
Sample clearance.
Hip hop usually comes from individuals that are oppressed and live relatively tortured existences. Not my question. Can't put someone else on our website.
No, that's okay.
That's probably not true of you guys. Do you think the best songs come from happy places or sad or stressful places? Is it necessary to literally suffer for one's art?
I think some of the best hip hop songs, kind of now and in the past, songs period, have kind of come from people's, like, personal struggles, personal demons, whatever you want to call them. I think people from all walks of life have those, whatever they might be. I think that when somebody gets a little more personal than you would think they would on a record, or a little more personal than is comfortable, they let a little people, I guess they show a vulnerability. And I think that's what makes good music, hip-hop included. I mean, there's a few examples of that. They're kind of obscure, so it doesn't, you know, I don't want to throw those out there, but when guys open themselves up a little more, it really kind of, I think, glues them to their fan base. And I think that's what we do.
I think pain is relative to your situation, too. I mean, what may be a struggle in our lives may not be a struggle for, you know, T.I. or whatever struggles he went through. But
yeah, nobody's shooting at us.
No one's shooting at us, but I mean, we're still eking by. I mean, my family doesn't, you know, we don't have a huge savings, and, you know, we're working towards becoming, you know, the American dream, and it's, you know, there's pain involved in succeeding. And I think most of our music comes from, you know, the writing comes from, like, real life encounters. It's not like he's writing about something he doesn't necessarily understand, you know.
Okay.
So, and for me, passion is more what drives me. I just have a passion to make music, and I think that's a very valid, you know, source too.
And I think you see people around you suffering if they don't have a spiritual life, or if their relationships are falling apart because they don't understand some really basic principles. And I think that we can speak to the heart of that. You know, I luckily I don't come from a broken home. Luckily my parents are still together. I've seen the damage of the divorce in my wife and her family. And really as a man had to deal with those trust issues because of what her dad did. And I think Dust's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that people around us, not necessarily just artists or other, you know, rap friends, buddies, other MCs, their struggles and as well, we can kind of, I think, a lot of times you only see the negative side of the pain, and really seeing the positive side of the solution in Christ, and at the same time the everyday little struggles, you know, being broke, whatever, that you can really kind of share, and that if that's your own personal cross, to not talk about it and complain about it, but to really just offer it up and just, I think it's an important part of life that we all kind of miss out on.
That was a good question. Whoever that was.
Just one thing, baby.
Sunshine ducked out, early evening standing by the bus route, one ticket to nowhere, sleeping in 11 minute increments and drifting in between dreams and present, three antidepressants that give himself some leverage, tapping to the essence, but I'm feeling in his hands just adds a little extra, he left for the fear of the morning, holding his number under his thumb, and he jumps with every rumble of the thunder, he peeks around the corner cause he owes. And he knows he can't get away. The lump in his throat bounces back and forth and ricochets, proves he's still afraid. Inside of his skin is all left in disarray. His license to illustrate is active when he feels awake. He writes as many thoughts as his brain can facilitate. But his armor is easy enough to penetrate. Justice can incinerate, it magnifies the give and take. Past the ticker tape, parading towards the border, forces smile 20 miles from paradise of torture. Slaughter all the disorder that lives inside his wickedness. Before he gets more of the sun's interest and Icarus. Light is climbing and filling the cracked spaces with ages of love, wisdom, power, and patience. But with that comes judgment to even out the balance. Morning came when God chose the color from his palette.
Still dresses for the office, kisses his wife goodbye and heads for his park bench. Every morning, briefcase in hand, he just can't seem to tell her inside he's no longer a man. He looks through the paper, convinced nobody wants him. Hands to his side and surrender, chest caved in. Eyes half open, not tired but not awake. He spends his days hoping for an end to the headache. He writes it all down about everything and nothing. Talks about his kids and how he wants to leave them something. He's got a thing for pain and blocks it all with his heart. And to keep him going insane, he puts it all in his art. And that eases his mind, but it never lasts long. He keeps repeating to himself, you gotta be strong, gotta be strong. But he just can't seem to pull it all together. Tries to think of the ways that it could all be better. His family and his life no longer compel him. He talks to himself and says, you gotta swim. He's tired of the sickness and begs for the insulin. Tries to keep above water, prays for the will to be a good father. But he knows that he's not one and dreams of eating a barrel full of death by a shotgun.
urban, you know, hip-hop music scene, like, we had a Philadelphia rock station, mm-hmm. progressive rock station that got taken over, you know, and, but yet in the Christian music scene, you know, you find that kind of music at Saturday night at 11 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that you do have your Hot 97 type stations that play the hottest in hip-hop and R&B all day long, but really, our type of music, you know, your college market, indie rap, whatever you want to call it, it happens late at night. Even on the college stations that play general market music, I mean, it's the Underground Railroad from 10 to 3 in the morning. It's not really, you know, drive time music in a lot of ways. You know, I mean, you got to think our shows happen. We usually hit the stage at 1 a.m. or later. So, I mean, that's when people are kind of in tune and listening. They're not really listening on their job. They're not necessarily. So, I mean, that really doesn't bother me so much about the Christian music parallel with the general market, because it's really, to us, it's kind of apples and oranges in a lot of ways. Like, of course, we'd love to see love from the Christian music side because of our faith, but we're very realistic about it, too.
There's really there's nowhere for us in the Christian music scene right now. I mean, there's just not a slot. I mean, there's no radio. There's maybe like Radio U.
I was going to say Radio U is where I hear it.
Yeah, right.
Radio U.
Love them. They always show us a lot of people.
And that, I wish there were 15 of those, and we would probably be a lot better off. If there were.
Yeah.
But there's not. Unfortunately, most of it, they cater to 30-something women. You know, that's
soccer mom.
Yeah.
Not. I mean, we would never succeed in that, you know, genre.
So people are always asking if they're in Atlanta, they're like, imagining. Why don't they play music on The Fish? You know, no disrespect to 104.7 The Fish, but I'm like,
why would they?
Why would they? Yeah. I mean, why would we sandwich in between Jars of Clay and, you know, Michael
yeah.
Dubb? It doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah.
You know? I wouldn't want to hear it. It would take take away some credibility, I think, issues, you know, amongst our people.
So, I mean, we'll take whatever we can get from the Christian side, just
yeah.
because, you know, I know there's kids just like me when I was in youth group wanting something quality to listen to.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting to them is a lot harder than getting to the secular market. But there's already a slot there. There's college radio, there's even regular radio in some circumstances. So.
Cool. That's all I really have, unless you have something else to.
You got anything to add?
Well,
Dan?
I was gonna say, I guess I don't know as much as I could on this, but you know, I hear that you guys are pretty big in Atlanta, you know,
right.
or and then obviously you got some presence in the Christian. How is the mainstream thing going, or do you see any potential getting there? Or?
It's good. I mean, it can always be better.
Right.
You know, when you're selling, you know, thousands versus millions of records.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It could always be better. I mean, we get a lot of love and we get a lot of respect anytime we're written up in any publication.
Yeah, and you got some pretty good appearances on your.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
like
we've made friends and you know, with there's some things happening. You know, not to go into specifics, but there's some things happening. And
this
and,
guy right here.
Yeah, this
he's
guy
making it happen.
Hustling and making it happen. Mark Madd. But I mean, it's going. Now, I don't know. It's hard to really quantify because I mean, we see love and we're a big part of the Atlanta community and love those guys. And,
Georgia State, they've been great.
Mm-hmm.
When we dropped our last record, we were like number one in like regular rotation, like heavy rotation. So I mean, we get that, and then other college radio across the country, we get love. And you know, it's just more of a realistic expectation to get that. You know?
Right.
It's been good. And I just think it's still, we're trying to work it to a bigger, take it to the next level for the
yeah.
next record. Yeah.
I'm excited to hear when I hear you guys on the radio from Minneapolis.
Yeah, you guys got a good independent hip hop scene in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Sure, we do. Yeah.
We do the whole Rhyme Sayers.
Yeah.
Those guys, the Fifth Element, the record store there.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
I don't
keep
up too much with the local.
Right. But there's a big label, independent label, really doing it there. Yeah.
Right.
We played first, what is it, 7th Street Entry?
First Avenue, 7th
yeah.
Street Entry, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We played there a couple of times.
Nice.
It's been a while. A couple of years.
That was fun.
Well, if you guys come back, make sure to catch it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good job.
Appreciate you guys. Definitely.
You can't stop the breeze from blowing. You can't stop the sun from burning.
Mesmerizing hypno, ties a sucker rapper when I pass it through your zip code. Even when I tiptoe, we just spin a rip slow. Grip a thought and pass it to my mouth until my lips know. And hit a straight desire so it catches on like wildfire. Newest trend is knowledge, wisdom, understand the live wire. The public moves the nudges, higher ups to change the budget. Give the funds to one who doesn't have a dime so he can touch it. Next to nothing dwells a place where we live to pass the magic. I'm addicted to honesty, just can't keep the nasty habit. Under wraps, classic albums wrapped in 40 lashes. You can't suffocate the masters, spinning on his ass. Listen as it passes, so it stitches in the fabric. You're a part of something special, not polluted by their tactics. Grab the comet, because the clock doesn't spin backwards. Turn the volume to the right side, close your eyes and blast this. Manifesting these words, mental slaves approach a border pushing to get free first. Your revolution is limited, bent needs work. It's more than hemp bracelets and a Che Guevara t-shirt. This can never reverse, the wheels grip and travel now. The leadership is given down in metaphors and battle signs. Ill is for the children, with heads bowed in reverence. And fist raised against the negative energy and decadence. Set against the dark side, I'll speak my peace with eloquence. God dwells within me, I'll give my life as the evidence. So, let's begin and never stop until we heal wounds. Break bonds, find the law, save souls. Change lives, love, stop hate, protect life, feed the poor, know God, speak truth, open eyes and see through. It's what we do, move, act, and operate, they'll never stop the weight of the world, it don't stop.
Available at their official website, MarsIll.com, are vinyl, clothing, a new DVD, as well as news, tour information, music videos, and more. Thanks to MarsIll for doing an interview with us, and pick up their latest release, Propane, in your local music store. Thanks for listening to the Interview.net podcast. This podcast was recorded, produced, and hosted by myself, Dan Ficker. A special thanks to Kim Flanders, who organized and hosted the interview. Please visit interview.net for more interviews, feature articles, in-depth CD reviews, discussions, and much more.